绿芽，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah and good morning to everyone.
感谢主的恩典，在安息圣日，我们能够在这边一同聚集哦。
Thank God for His grace on this holy Sabbath.
自从我们分成三个地方聚会以后
，Ever since we have split into three locations.
要能够坐的这么挤的机会哈，越来越少了哦。
For the chapel to be so filled is not a is not often.
但是能够看到大家能够再一次的聚集在一起真的是感谢神的恩典。
To be able to see everyone sitting here, this is truly by the grace of God.
我们今天早上要用旧约当中以色列国的一段记载来做彼此分享的内容。
This morning we would like to use a recording from the Old Testament as mutual encouragement.
有些人很喜欢读旧约。
Many people like to read the Old Testament.
因为旧约当中记载着许多的历史事迹
Because the Old Testament records many histories.
所以很多人喜欢看历史、看故事、看征战
Many people like to read history, read stories, and read about battles.
但是呢，有时候在旧约当中越看会觉得越奇怪。
But at times when you read the Old Testament, you will find it very strange.
我们发觉说，以色列人是神所拣选、神所爱的民族。
We will realize that the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
但是以色列人的历史却是一个苦难的历史。
But the history of Israelites are filled with is filled with sorrow.
他们和平的时间很少。
Their times of peace is very few.
战争的时间很多。
They have many battles.
他们欢乐的时间很少。
And their times of joy are also few.
他们哭泣的时候却很多。
Their times of crying are many.
他们丰盛的时候很少。
And they have very few times of success.
但是他们缺乏的时间却很多。
But there are many times where they're lacking.
不禁让人去思想为什么。
It makes a person think.
为什么一个神所独选、神所钟爱的民族，却是活出这样的历史呢？
Why is it that this chosen people that is loved by God that they live this type of life?
为什么神所专爱的民族却是一场血泪史呢？
Why is it this beloved nation of God are filled with blood?
我们就发现说，原来在他们的生活当中缺乏了敬畏神的观念。
We will find that they lack this heart of reverence for God.
以色列人虽然被神所拣选
Even though the Israelites are chosen by God
但是他们却在信仰当中逐渐失落自己
But in their faith they have lost themselves
他们虽然是神所专爱的民族
Even though they're beloved by God
他们却更羡慕外邦人喜欢跟他们一起拜偶像
But they admire Gentiles and want to worship idols
因此他们的信仰成为他们重担的来源
And because of this is something that carries them down
因此他们的历史当中充满了神的愤怒
And therefore, there is many history that is filled with the rage of God.
所以我们今天蒙神所拣选来到他的面前
Therefore, all of us today are chosen by God.
我们成为属灵的以色列人
We are all spiritual Israelites.
神所特选专爱的百姓
We have been chosen by God.
便要对自己的生活要有更加的谨慎
We need to be very alert in our lives.
对那些爱神的人神的回报以及祝福是更加的丰盛
For those who love God, He will return it manifold.
但是对那些行恶得罪神的人，神的惩罚要更快的临到。
But for those who do evil, God's judgment will come.
所以我们今天以色列人历史作为我们的见解。
Today we will use a lesson in the Israelites as a lesson for all.
在众多以色列人失败的过程当中
，through all the failures that the Israelites have faced，
在他们众多。行恶拜偶像的国王里面
Through all the kings who have done evil in the sight of God
却有一个非常非常好的国王
There is one very very good king
我们来看一下历代志下的第三十章
Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 30
历代志下的第三十章
2 Chronicles chapter 30
第二十三二十五节
Verse 25
历代志下的第三十章二十五节
2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 25
历代志下三十章二十五节
2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 25
二十五节犹大全会众祭司立位人并那从以色列地来的会众和寄居的人以及犹大寄居的人尽都喜乐二十六节
26.
这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐二十七
27.
那时祭司利未人起来为民祝福他们的声音 蒙神垂听他们的祷告，达到天上的圣所。那这里是记载到以色列人一段很兴旺的时期。
And here it records a very hopeful time of the Israelites.
那这里特别提到说，他们的欢乐，他们的祷告直接达到天上蒙神垂听啊。
There records that their prayer and their joy has reached the heavens.
那我们今天都希望能够活出一个快乐的人生。
We all hope to live a joyful life.
那希望在生活当中充满了欢笑。
We hope that our lives is filled with laughter.
我们希望神的眼目常在我们的身上。
We hope that God's eyes is constantly upon us.
啊，使我们事事顺心，行路有光。
So that we can be constantly guided and to have light in
our lives. 这是我们的期望。
This is our hope.
但是常常是我们所得不到的。
But this is something that we often don't get.
那为什么得不到呢？
And why is it that we cannot reach it?
我们来看一下第三十章的第四节啊。
Let's take a look at chapter 30, verse 4.
我们看历代志下的第三十章的第四节。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
王与全会众都以这事为善，于是定了命令，传遍以色列人，从别示巴直到但，使他们都来向在耶路撒冷向主以色列的人守逾越节，因为照所写的例，守这节的不多了。好，那这里告诉我们说，为什么他们的生活里面没有神的恩典？
Here it tells us why in their lives they don't have the blessing.
生活非常努力，却没有神的看顾。
They work very hard in their life, but they don't have the guidance of God.
工作非常努力，却没有任何的存余。
They work very hard, but they don't have anything left.
所以生活的很苦啊，所以工作的很苦，生活的更苦。
And therefore they work very hard, but their lives is even worse.
所以生活当中充满了眼泪，却没有欢笑。
And their lives are filled with tears and no laughter.
在这里告诉我们说为什么。
And here it tells us why.
他说因为从所罗门的时候到现在啊，他说啊，照这个神所吩咐守这节的不多啦。
And here it says that since the days of Solomon, the people who have kept these feast have not been many.
因为没有守节，因为没有敬畏神，因为没有把神放在生命当中。
Because they did not keep the feast and because they did not look at value God in their eyes.
所以虽然工作的很辛苦，但是得到的却非常少。
Although they work very hard, they receive very few.
虽然生活的很努力，但是却没有看到任何的恩典。
Although they work very hard in their lives, they did not see any blessings.
为什么？因为他们工作当中没有神同在。
And why is it? It is because in their lives they don't have the abiding.
因为他们所累积的神就把它吹去。
Because all the things that they have accumulated, God has blown them away.
因为神不喜悦他们啊。
Because God did not like them.
所以我们今天人生当中为什么努力却看不到成果。
And why is it that in our lives we work so hard but we don't see any good results?
付出这么多的代价，生活仍然非常的艰辛。
We put out so much, but in our life it is so hard.
每天只有眼泪，却没有欢笑。
Our lives are constantly filled with tears and no laughter.
信主信到最后，不知道喜乐在哪里。
And we believe in Jesus to the point where we don't even know what joy is.
就像以色列人一样。
And just like the Israelites,
虽然是神的选民，
although they are chosen by God,
但是守这节的不多啊。
But the people who keep the feast are few.
所以我们看到他的头跟尾的两个差距啊。
We have to look at their beginning and end.
一开始说啊，以色列人啊，守节不多，所以很苦啊。
In the beginning, it is because they have not kept the feast, therefore they're very few people keep the feast.
但是在最后三十节的最尾端，就说他们的欢声、他们的歌声直接达到神的面前
了。But at the end of this chapter, it says that their joy and their prayer has reached the heavens.
所以我们今天要得到这样的欢喜，这样的快乐。
And today for us to receive this joy.
希望生活当中信仰里面有力量，有力量，有欢笑。
To have hope that in our lives we can have our strength in our faith.
那我们就要看到这当中到底有什么样的改变。
We need to look at what change they have done.
我们先来看这当中的三种人啊。
We can look at three types of people.
因为有这三种人，所以百姓有了改变。
Because of these three people, there's a change in the people.
因为有这三种人，所以他们的眼泪成为欢笑。
Because of these three types of people, their tears have turned into laughter.
我们来看历代志下的第三十章哈。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 30.
三十章的第十节啊。
Chapter 30 verse 10.
历代志下三十章的第十节。
2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 10.
第十节，一族从这城跑到那城。传遍了以法莲、马拿西，直到西布伦，那里的人却戏笑他们，讥诮他们。十一节。然而由亚瑟、马拿西、西布伦中，也有人自卑来到耶路撒冷。十二节。神感动犹大人，使他们一心遵行王和众首领 凭主之言所发的命令。二十四节，十三节啊。
13.
二月有许多人在耶路撒冷聚集，成为大会，要守逾越除酵节。十四。
14.
他们起来把耶路撒冷的祭坛和烧香的坛尽都除去，抛在基伦西中。十五节。
15.
二月十四日宰了逾越节的羊羔。祭司和利未人觉得惭愧，就洁净自己，把燔祭献在神的殿中啊。那这里记载到啊，有三种人在耶路撒冷聚集哦。
Here records that there are three types of people who gathered in Jerusalem.
那因为有这三种人，所以这个大会成为了事实。
Because of these three types of people, this became the result.
啊，因为有这三种人，所以百姓的人生有了改变。
Because of these three types of people, the Israelites had a change in their life.
那在这里，我们看到这三种人是我们必须要学习的目标。
These three type of people are something we need to learn.
啊，哪三种人呢？
And what type of people?
啊，第一种在第十节啊。
The first type is in verse 10.
啊，第十一节啊。
Verse 11.
第十一节说，然而亚瑟、马拿西、西布伦中也有人自卑啊。
It says, some from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humble themselves.
啊，在这里讲说第一种人叫做自卑的人啊。
The first type of people is someone who humbles themselves.
啊，在这里讲的自卑啊，不是我们讲说哇那个人啊很没有自信心的这种自卑啊，不是哦。
Humbleness does not mean someone who does not have any confidence.
而是说啊，这个人啊觉得自己的不足，认识到自己的软弱。
But rather, it is someone who feels that they are not worthy and they have weakness.
哦，因此他们在神面前自己卑微自己啊。
And in turn, they humble themselves before God.
哦，所以啊，今天生命要改变，要先从人要从谦卑开始。
Today, for a person's life to change, they need to humble themselves.
那当一个人认识到自己的不足
，When a person realizes their lacking,
那才能够懂得开始寻求帮助。
They will find the need to seek help.
信仰最怕的是什么？
What is the scariest thing in faith?
最怕的就是你觉得你很好，你很够，你不需要了。
It is that you think you have enough and you don't need anything.
啊，当你觉得你不需要的时候
，When you feel that you don't need anything,
你自然不会来寻找神啊。
Naturally, you will not come find God.
啊，当你觉得你很充足的时候
，When you feel that you have everything,
你自然不需要求问神啊。
You will not come to ask of God.
当你觉得你很满足的时候
，Once you are satisfied with everything,
你觉得信仰跟你没有什么太大的关系
？You will feel that faith has nothing to do with.
所以为什么有些人特别难传福音给他们
？Why is it that some people are harder to preach to？
啊，当你跟有钱人说啊，来信耶稣，他说我不需要啊。
When you tell a rich person to come believe in Jesus, they'll say that I don't need.
我什么都有啦。
I have everything.
神又能给我什么呢
？What can God give me？
啊，这样子的人很难接受信仰，很难接受福音啊。
These types of people are very hard to receive the gospel.
啊，什么人特别容易得到神的恩典
？What type of people is very easy to receive the gospel.
来到神面前，觉得自己一无所有。
When they come before God, they feel that they have nothing.
觉得自己是可怜的。
They feel that they're very pitied.
这种人特别容易得到神的恩典啊。
This type of people is very easy to receive blessing
from God. 所以在这里我们看到人得恩典的第一个原因呢。
And here we see the first reason why a person is blessed.
他说这些人觉得自卑啊，来到神的面前啊。
These people, because they are humble, they come before God.
我们知道以色列人啊，原本在埃及地啊做奴隶的啊。
We know that the Israelites originally they were in Egypt as slaves.
但是啊，以色列人的人生却有了很大的改变。
But not long after, they had a very big change in their
lives. 从做奴隶被神拯救脱离埃及
，and from being slaves, they were rescued by God and out of Egypt.
成为选民，最后进入迦南地
，and they become the chosen people of God, and they go into the land of
Canaan. 他们的改变从哪里开始
？And where did their change come from?
他们为什么能够得到这么大的恩典
？Why is it that they're able to receive such a great blessing?
有些人说啊，因为有摩西。
Some people say because of Moses.
摩西行十大灾殃。
Moses performed the 10 plagues.
啊，他们说因为有神。
Some people say it's because of God.
神为他们打开分开红海。
God opened the Red Sea for them.
以色列人为什么会得恩典
？Why is it that the Israelites receive blessings？
原因很简单啊。
There's a very simple reason.
出埃及记的第一章里面说。
In Exodus chapter 1.
他说以色列人觉得自己命苦啊。
It records that the Israelites realize that their lives are bitter.
所以他们就呼求天上的神，求他拯救啊。
Because of their bitter lives, they cry out to God for help.
所以神对摩西说
，And therefore God told Moses.
他说以色列人的哭声啊， 我听见啊。
I have heard the cry from the Israelites.
他们的苦情我看见啊。
And their bitterness I have seen.
所以神说，我听见，我看见，我下来，我要拯救他们。
And God said, I have heard and I will do and come down to help them.
因为他们的哭声，所以神为他们打开了人历史的另外一页。
Because of their cry, God has opened a new page in history.
因为他们的自卑，所以神下来，神伸手，神拯救。
Because they were so pitiful that God comes down to help them and help them.
所以今天一个人要得到恩典。
Therefore, for a person to receive blessing.
生命当中要看到神的作为。
A person needs to see God's work in their
life. 要先从认识自己的软弱，清楚自己的不足开始。
A person needs to be able to see their own weakness and lacking.
那当你觉得自己不够了。
Once you realize you are lacking.
你觉得没有神你活不下去啦。
You find that without God you cannot live.
你自然祷告会特别努力。
You will naturally pray harder.
你自然聚会会特别认真。
You will naturally focus more in a service.
所以我们常讲说，为什么非洲的圣工特别发达
？We often say that the work, holy work in Africa is very it's flourishing.
为什么非洲的神迹奇事特别多
？Why are there many miracles and signs in Africa？
有些人说啊，是不是神只爱非洲人啊
？Many people wonder, is it because God loves Africa?
怎么神都不爱我们啊
？Why is it that God does not love us？
讲实话，非洲神迹真的特别多啊。
And to be honest, there are many miracles in Africa.
我到非洲两个月啊，真的啊，走到哪里都有神迹奇事见证啊。
I have been to Africa for 2 months.And wherever we walk, there are miracles.
但是非洲教会神迹奇事这么多，是因为他们的信心比你好吗？
And for the church in Africa to have many miracles is because that their faith is better than ours.
没有，他的信心没有你好哦。
It is not that their faith is better than yours.
他的道理懂得没有你多啊。
It is not that they know the truth better than you.
但是为什么非洲的神迹奇事特别多
？But why is it that there are more miracles in Africa?
很简单啊，因为没有神迹奇事，他就死掉了嘛。
It is very simple because if they don't have signs and wonders, then they'll die.
因为他走投无路，没有人可以依靠，只剩下主而已啊。
Because they have no role to go to and they can only rely on God.
没有钱。不能看医生。
They have no money and they cannot go to the doctor.
医院很危险，可能感冒进去抬得出来。
And the hospital is very dangerous. You can go in sick and you could come out just as a body.
所以我在非洲生病的时候，我是不敢去医院的。
When I was in Africa, I was afraid to go to the hospital.
没有办法去医院怎么办
？And it's because we could not go to the hospital. What can we do?
你只能祷告主啊，救我啊。
You can only pray to God and help to ask Him to help.
因为主是你唯一的拯救。
Because the Lord is your only savior.
所以你只能全心的信靠他。
Therefore, you can only wholeheartedly rely on him.
因为你全心的信靠他。
Because you rely on him.
所以神的能力自然就显明了。
Therefore, the power of God naturally manifests.
所以今天一个人要认识到自己的软弱跟不足。
For a person to recognize their own lacking.
才能够来到神面前祈求神的帮助跟拯救。
Then they will come before God and ask for help.
所以在这里我们看到啊，百姓生命改变的第一个原因。
Here we see the first reason.Why their lives change.
这里说他们自卑，觉得不足，觉得对神啊，觉得需要有神。
Here they find they humble themselves because they feel that they need God.
所以他们就得到了恩典。
Therefore, they really receive blessing.
但是在这里我们看到哦。
We also see here.
我们看第十节啊。
Let's look at verse 10.
他说啊，到传遍以法莲、马拿西，直到西布伦呐。
The runner passed through the country of Ephraim, Manasseh, as far as Zebulun.
他说那里的人却讥笑他们，讥笑他们啊
！But they laughed at them and mocked them.
所以今天呢、啊，要能够回转归向神。
Today for us to return to God.
这里说我们必须要学会自己谦卑自己啊。
Here it says we need to learn to humble ourselves.
但是同时也告诉我们一件事情哦。
But at the same time, it's telling us.
有人会笑你啊。
Some people will laugh at you.
拿你的信仰当作笑话。
They will make jokes out of your faith.
把你的自卑当作无知啊。
They will use your humbleness as ignorance.
我们今天很多人在追求信仰。
Today many people are pursuing after faith.
但是你在追求信仰当中，是不是常常被朋友嘲笑
？But in this journey of faith, do you often get mocked by
今天很多人努力聚会。
Many people come to service.
你的聚会是不是成为别人的嘲笑
？Does coming to service become something that people mock you at?
有很多人为了聚会被同事嘲笑啊。
Some people because they come to service, they are being mocked by
笑你傻，笑你浪费时间，笑你浪费生命。
They laugh at you because they think you're wasting your time.
赚钱都来不及了，还去教会
？And you don't have enough time to make money, but you spend time, you waste time going to church.
赚钱这么辛苦，还拿去奉献
？And working is so hard, and yet you take that money to put it into tithe.
真是个傻瓜、啊。
And you are very ignorant.
你知道吗？当你今天追求信仰。
And today we're to pursue faith.
当你有了新的价值观跟新的人生目标，
Once you have a new value system.
在这里说，有人会戏笑你，讥诮你啊。
Many people will laugh at you and mock you.
而这个时候，你的反应会决定你最后能不能得恩典。
And at this time, your reaction will determine whether or not you will receive blessing.
有人一被笑就退缩了。
Many people want the moment they're laughed at, they'll back up.
啊，不好意思啦，哎呀，好丢脸啊。
And they feel ashamed.
啊，信耶稣被人家笑啊，不要信啊。
And to believe in Christ, I'm laughed at, I don't want you.
啊，或者是偷偷的来，偷偷做信徒啊。
Or is it that you secretly come to service?
哎，但是有人却完全颠倒啊。
But some people are the opposite.
我要得恩典，我要有信仰，我要得永生。
I want to receive blessing. I want to have faith. I want eternal life.
这是我所追求的目标跟价值。
This is the goal I pursue after.
你们笑，随便你们啊。
You can laugh at me all you want.
你看不起我，那是你的选择啊。
And you look down on me. This is up to you.
你觉得我笨，那是你的无知啊。
You think I'm dumb, but this is just ignorance.
因为我很知道我为什么要追求信仰。
Because I know why I pursue after faith.
哦，所以在这里啊，这里啊，来到神面前自卑的人，很容易被别人所嘲笑、所戏弄啊。
Therefore, those people who humble themselves before God are often laughed and mocked by.
啊，我以前上班的时候啊，同事啊、老板呢、啊，就常拿我开玩笑哦。
And when I used to work, my coworkers and boss would laugh.
我们老板每次发薪水都不给我啊。
And my boss, whenever he gave out the salaries, he wouldn't give it to me.
他就说：“你信耶稣的，你信耶稣的。”
He would say, "You believe in God."
啊，叫耶稣给你钱呢、啊，我不给你啦，叫耶稣给你钱就好了。
And just have God give you the money. I won't give you the money.
我跟老板讲说：“你不给我，你试试看啊。”
And I told my boss, "You can try it."
我们走着瞧，看谁比较惨啊。
And we'll see who's more sadder.
啊，我们老板都会怕怕的哈，所有钱还是给我啦。
And therefore, my boss would have a little fear, and he would end up giving me the money.
哎，有时候真的啊，你信耶稣会被人家笑哦。
And therefore, believing in Christ, you will be mocked by.
人家会捉弄你哦。
People will make fun of you.
啊，我还记得啊，当我在学校的，我以前在上学的时候啊。
I remember when I was still in school.
啊，我们在学校啊，都是 cafeteria 啊，学校的那个学生的那个餐厅，大家一起吃饭哦。
And everybody would sit together in the cafeteria.
啊，有时候他们都会捉弄基督徒啊。
And at times they would make fun of Christians.
啊，那个闭一下，那个闭眼睛，低头默祷，谢饭。
And you need to bow your heads and say grace.
啊，眼睛一打开啊，饭不见了。
And the moment you open your eyes, the food is gone.
啊，把你的饭拿去藏起来，然后大家在旁边笑，也没有人要帮你啊。
And they hide your food, and they would make fun of you. No one helps you.
啊，你要怎么办
？And what do you do？
你可以生气吗？
Can you be angry?
你一生气就说哦，基督徒哦，生气哦，脾气这么坏。
And the moment you become angry, they would say, "Oh, you're a Christian. How can you have
such bad?" 啊，你不生气吗？他下次继续捉弄你啊。
But if you don't do anything, they'll continue to make fun of you.
啊，因为他们觉得很好玩哦。
Because they find joy. That this is fun.
啊，所以怎么办呢
？Therefore, what do you do?
啊，所以当我遇到这种事情的时候，哦
，And when I encounter this situation,
啊，默祷完啊，饭不见了。
After I pray, the food is gone.
啊，这时候你不要生气哦。
At this time, do not become angry.
啊，生气你就落到他的陷阱里面啊。
When you become angry, you fall into their trap.
你就笑一笑哈。
You just smile.
然后把你旁边人的饭拿来吃啊。
And then take the food next from the person next to you.
啊，为什么呢？你饭拿来吃，你吃了，走，要不然讲呸呸，要不然你让我去吃嘛啊。要不然你再拿回去吃嘛，我已经吃过了，你再拿回去啊。
And you can eat the food, and then they wouldn't want it because you've already eaten food.
所以我已经有东西吃啊。
And I already have something to eat.
我旁边那个没有啊。
And my neighbor doesn't have anything.
啊，怎么办？那个藏饭的那个人只好把我的饭拿给他啦。
Therefore, the person who hid my food can only give my food to him.
聪明一点啊。
Be smarter.
圣经里面讲说你要驯良如鸽子 ，obedient as a dove 啊。
And the Bible says that we need to be as obedient as doves.
但是啊，要灵巧如蛇啊。
But as clever as serpents.
啊，不要啊，坐在那里生闷气啊，气到哭啊，就没意思啦。
And do not be so angry to the point of tears.
所以信耶稣不要信得很悲情啊。
And do not believe in God to the point where you're very sad.
信耶稣要信得聪明一点啊。
To be Christians, we need to be smart.
会不会被捉弄？会有人捉弄你。
Will you be mocked? You will be.
有没有人嘲笑你？有人嘲笑你。
Will people laugh at you? Yes, they will.
So what? 又怎么样
？And so what?
哦，我们知道自己信仰的价值在哪里啊。
And we know the value of our faith.
要得恩典，要能够忍受别人的嘲笑。
To receive blessing, we need to endure the mocking.
要看见生命的改变，你要能够忍，你要能够活出不一样的生活。
To see a change in our lives, we need to be willing to live a different life.
能够在神面前谦卑。
To be humble before God.
能够有认清真正的价值。
To truly understand the value.
这里说这些人在神面前自卑。
Here it says these people humble themselves before God.
来到神的面前，他们就得了恩典啊。
And they came before God and they received blessing.
啊，生命当中充满了欢笑。
And their life is filled with joy.
祷告声直达天上。
And their prayer has reached the heavens.
这是第一种人。
This is the first type of people.
啊，第二种人呢？我们看回来啊。
And the second type of people. Let's
我们看回来，历代志下三十章。
Let's turn back to Second Chronicles chapter 30.
十二节。
Verse 12.
历代志下的三十章十二节。
Second Chronicles chapter 30 verse 12.
神也感动犹大人，使他们一心遵行王和众首领凭神之言所发的命令啊。啊，这里告诉我们说蒙恩的人的第二个要求啊。
And here it tells us the second requirement to be blessed.
叫做遵守命令，有顺服的心啊。
It says here that they obey the commandments, so it's a person who is submissive.
今天一个人啊，来到神面前啊。
A person who comes before God.
我要神啊，主啊，你帮我，你帮我，你帮我。
And I want God, can you please help me?
但是我就是不要听你的命令。
But I do not want to obey you.
我就是不要改变我的行为。
I do not want to change my
actions. 我就是不要脱离罪恶。
I do not want to depart from sin.
我就是喜欢贪爱钱财。
And I want to pursue after money.
如果今天一个人来到神面前，求神帮助却不改变。
If a person comes before God and asks for help but does not change.
说这种人的祷告是虚伪的。
It says this type of people, their prayer is empty.
说这种人啊，他祷告并不蒙垂听啊。
And these type of prayers are not heard by God.
我们来看一下，箴言的第二十八章啊。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言的第二十八章。
Proverbs chapter 28.
第九节。
Verse 9.
箴言的二十八章的第九节啊。
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9.
箴言二十八章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9.
这里说转耳不听律法的，他的祷告也为可憎哦。
Verse 9. One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination.
说这个人有祷告哦。
Here it says a person prays.
这个人有信主啊。
They believe in God.
这个人的祷告是不蒙垂听，变成神眼中可憎的。
But this type of person, their prayers are not heard by God, but rather they are considered an abomination.
为什么？
Why is this?
他在这里说，这个人啊，耳朵不听律法，不改变他的行为啊。
Here says this type of person does hears the law but does not change.
所以以色列人能够欢乐直达天上，有第二个原因。
And for the Israelites and their prayer to reach the heavens, there is a second reason.
这里说他们一心遵守神所吩咐的话啊。
Is that with one heart they obey the commandments of God?
所以我们今天要得恩典，第二个要求就是你要守道理哦。
And today for us to receive blessing, we need to keep the word.
生活有道理，行为有改变。
And for our life to have the truth of God in our life, we need to have change.
尊重信仰。
We need to honor faith.
重视神所吩咐的话。
We need to put value into the words of God.
你自然而然生命改变，就能够看到神的作为。
And naturally, you will see the works of God in your life.
但是如果我们的信仰只留在表面。
But if our faith is only on the surface level.
我们道理听很多。
And we listen to many sermons.
聚会常常来。
And we come to service
often. 也都会奉献。
And we give tithe.
但是一离开教会，一离开会堂。马上又变成另外一个人。
But the moment we leave church, we become a totally different person.
在教会非常谦卑。
And in church, you are very humble.
在外面非常自大。
But in an outside, we're very proud.
在教会非常温柔。
In church, you're very
gentle.
在
家里非常的暴躁。
But at home, you are very explosive.
在教会非常有爱心。
In church, you're very you're filled with love.
但是回到家里回到家里哇，对家里一点都不关心。
But at home, you go home and you have no care for your
说
family.
说这种人他不要想要从神那里得到什么啊。
And the Bible says this type of people, they do not should not expect anything from God.
所以在这里第二个告诉我们说，你要得恩典吗？
The second reason, do you want to receive blessing?
你必须要开始学习遵守神的话啊。
You need to start to keep the word of God.
生命的改变是蒙恩的开始。
A change of life is the beginning of blessing.
信仰不能只是成为一种理论。
Faith should not just be about
theory. 道理不能只是成为生活当中的点缀 decoration.
And the truth should not be a decoration in our life.
而必须要成为你生命当中的一部分。
But rather, it should be an essential part of our life.
所以有时候我们看来，为什么真耶稣教会发展这么慢？哦。
And today we look at why is it that True Jesus Church is spreading so slowly?
有人在讲啊，哎呀，为什么真耶稣教会真教会怎么发展的这么慢
？Many people wonder why is it that the True Church is developing so slowly?
一定是啊，我们啊，哎呀，太多华人了啦。
It must be because we have too many Asians.
一定是啊，我们都讲中文啊。
It must be because we speak Chinese.
一定是因为我们吃猪耳朵、吃鸡脚啦。
It should be because we eat pig ear and pig chicken feet.
因为把外国人都吓跑了。
And we scare off all the Americans.
所以真耶稣教会发展太慢，这是因为鸡脚的缘故啦。
And the reason why the True Jesus Church is developing slowly is because of chicken feet.
拜托，谁告诉你的？
And I'm sorry, who has told you this?
能不能再无知一点啊？
And how How much more ignorant can you be?
今天为什么真耶稣教会发展的比较慢？
And why is it that the true Jesus church is developing slowly?
为什么今天很多外教会啊，几千几万人啊，哇，非常的，好像人很多，很兴旺啊。
Why is it that the other churches have thousands of members and they're very successful?
答案很简单啊。
And there's a very simple answer.
因为他们信耶稣，从来不要求你遵照圣经上的话啊。
Because they believe in Jesus, but they don't ever ask you to keep the word.
他们叫你有爱心就好啦。
They just tell you to have love.
啊，你常常爱神啊，哇，我好爱神，爱神，爱神，爱神就好啦。
And all you need to do is just love God.
啊，有没有叫你要守诫命？
Does it tell you to keep the commandments?
有没有叫你要改变行为？
Does it tell you to change your actions?
有没有叫你要去除罪恶？
Does it tell you to get rid of sin?
没有啊，很少讲这个，不讲罪啊，讲罪就尴尬啦。
And they don't often talk about sin. If you talk about sin, it becomes awkward.
哎呀，讲罪大家面子上就难看了嘛。
And when you talk about sin, everybody is just looking.
所以对很多基督徒来说，
And to many Christians,
聚会归聚会。
A service is just service.
生活是另外的事情啊。
And their life is a separate thing.
哦，聚会来到神面前，哎呀，感谢主啊，奉献啊。
When they come to service, they give tithe.
回到家里啊，哇，该做流氓的做流氓，该赌博的继续赌博啊。
And once you go home, people who gamble go gamble.
反正神爱我啊，没有关系啊。
And as long as God loves me, it should be okay.
信耶稣信得如此容易。
And to believe in God is very easy.
圣经上面讲说那个。门打得很开的那个是通往地狱的道路啊。
But the Bible says that the gate that is wide is the road to hell.
所以啊，主耶稣告诉我们啊。
Therefore, Jesus told us.
主耶稣说，你如果真的爱我，
that if you truly love me,
你会守我的诫命。
You will keep my commandments.
约翰也告诉我们啊。
John also told us.
约翰说啊，那些啊信耶稣却不守道理、不守诫命的人，仍然活在最终，仍然活在黑暗里面啊。
That those who live in sin are also living in dark.
他说：“这种人呢、啊，一样没有救恩的盼望啊。”
And these people are people who have no hope for salvation.
哦，所以今天要蒙恩，要得救，要有盼望。
Today we need to be blessed and to have hope.
啊，在这里讲到说，你要守诫命，遵照神所吩咐的一切话啊。
Here it says we need to obey the commandments of God and to keep them.
啊，所以保罗告诉我们啊。
And Paul also tells us.
保罗说啊，那些要敬虔度日的人呐、啊。
Those who are fervent and want to live their lives.
想要住一个 godly life, 想要活出一个有信仰的人生哦。
Those who want to live a godly life.
他说你一定会受逼迫啊。
You will face persecution.
你一定要经过患难啊。
You will face trials and persecution.
你一定人生当中会面对信仰的抉择。
You will face problems in faith.
哦，所以啊，今天我们要有心理准备。
Today we need to prepare our hearts.
信耶稣绝对不是你高兴我高兴大家都高兴的事情啊。
And to believe in Christ is not just to be happy for everyone to be happy.
啊，不是来聚会啊，唱唱诗啊，哇，认识一些朋友，你很高兴就可以回家的啊。
It is not just to come to church and to sing some hymns and find friends.
你错啦。
You're wrong.
信耶稣是要预备自己蒙受苦难。
To believe in Christ, we need to be prepared to face persecution.
为了耶稣要愿意牺牲。
For the sake of Christ, we need to be willing to sacrifice.
为了守道能够克服诱惑。
To be able to keep the words, we need to overcome temptation.
为了天国能够放弃世界。
For the sake of heaven, we need to give up the world.
这个才叫做守道理。
This is to keep the word.
这个才叫做信耶稣。
This is to believe in Jesus.
所以今天你不要被骗啊。
And therefore today do not be lied to.
信仰是要付出代价的。
To believe in Jesus, you need to pay a price.
你有付出代价吗？
Have you paid the price?
你愿意付出代价吗？
Are you willing to pay the price?
所以第二个你要得恩典的第二个要求啊。
And the second requirement to receive blessings.
他说他们一心的遵守神所吩咐的一切话啊。
Is that with a single heart that they obeyed the commandment of God?
他说呀，我们今天要得恩典，一定要学道，一定要懂得遵行道理。
And today for us to receive blessing, we need to understand to keep the word.
啊，但是一个人要遵行道理，必须要先学习道理啊。
But for a person to keep the word, they need to learn about the word.
啊，你如果不懂道理。
If you do not understand the word,
你怎么知道对错呢？
Then how can you tell right from wrong?
你如果不知道对错，
If you do not know the right from wrong,
你怎么能够活出神所喜悦的生活呢？
How can you live a life that is pleasing to God?
所以不要只有来教会才开始找圣经啊。
So do not just come to church and read the Bible.
哇，那个每个礼拜六只有来到教会的时候啊，哇，圣经还从柜子里拿出来给他擦一擦啊。
That every Sabbath before you come, you would take your Bible out of the cabinet.
为什么一个礼拜就用这么一次啊？
It is because you only use it once a week.
有个信徒跟我说，
Some member, a member told me.
他说传道，你看啊。
And they say, Pastor, look at my.
你看我这本圣经用了十年呐、啊。
Look at my Bible, I've used it for
你看它保养的多好啊，跟新的一样啊。
And look at how well I've taken care of it.It looks as if it's brand new.
你知道这告诉我什么吗？
Do you know what this tells me?
告诉我你很少用它嘛。
It tells me that you rarely use it.
每天就是啊，哇，那个把它供在家里啊，把它放在柜子里面啊、哦，顶多拿出来擦一擦。
Every day you would just keep it in the same place and you would take it out whenever you need to use it.
看看你自己的圣经。
And just look at your own Bible.
如果你圣经用了五年、十年，还是跟新的一样。
If your Bible has been used for 5 to 10 years and it still looks as if.
你可以想想为什么你今天生命当中恩典不多啊
？And you need to think about why is it that your life is not filled with.
啊，当你如果现在看你的圣经哦。
If you take a look at your Bible.
啊，糟糕啊，是后面柜子上拿的呀、啊。
And it's taken from the back.
我告诉你，这个问题更大。
I tell you, this is a bigger, even bigger problem.
除非你今天是慕道朋友。
Unless you're a true seeker.
人家后面的圣经赞美诗是给慕道朋友拿的啦。
The Bibles in the back are for true seekers.
啊，为什么今天我们信主多年还在拿后面柜子上提供给慕道朋友方便的圣经赞美诗呢
？Why is it that after believing, God for so long, you're still taking Bibles and hymns?
你说啊，圣经好重，我拿不动。
And you say the Bible is very heavy.
赞美诗更重哇！这个我生命当中的重担。
The hymn book is even heavier, and this is a burden in my
life. 哦，那我就没有办法啦。
Then there's nothing that I can do.
啊，奇怪呀、啊，去 shopping 啊，去那个大采购啊，大血拼的时候、啊，你都不会嫌这些东西很重啊。
But when you go shopping, you don't ever feel that anything is heavy.
啊，每到一到教会，哎呀，圣经啊，你好重啊，我抬不起来啊。
But whenever you come to church, you feel that the Bible is so heavy.
所以来教会没有自己的圣经。
And when you come to church, you don't have your own Bible.
这种信仰要自己检讨一下。
This type of faith you need to examine.
我们不要看隔壁啊，不要看隔壁啊。
Don't look at your neighbor.
也不要批评别人啊。
And don't judge other people.
啊，只有我可以讲哦。
And only I can say.
我们看自己。
We need to look at
ourselves. 检讨自己。
We need to
examine. 为什么信主多年了，我还是没有自己的圣经呢
？Why is it that believing for so many years we don't have our own Bible?
当然有一个原因哦。
There is a reason.
如果你跟我说我真的没有条件，我没有钱可以买。
If you truly say I don't have the money,
你聚会完来跟我说我买给你。
And after service, come to me and I'll buy it for you.
但是我发现啊，你们大部分人都比我有钱啊。
But I find that most of you have more money than me.
你如果真的没有，你来我买给你哦。
But if you don't truly don't, then come to me and I'll buy it.
啊，但是如果不是因为经济的关系。
But if it's not because of finance.
啊，为什么信主多年没有自己的圣经
？Then why is it that after so many years of believing in God, you don't have your own Bible?
我们要思想啊。
We need to examine.
我们对信仰的态度从这个小细节你就看出来了。
And from this small action, you will.Find out a lot about your faith.
为什么一本圣经用了很多年还是跟新的一样
？Why is it that after using a Bible for so many years, it's still as if it's brand new?
我们要思想啊。
We need to reflect.
是不是因为你用它的机会非常少
？Is it that the chances to use them is to use it very few?
哦，所以因为道理上缺乏学习。
It is because of lack of knowledge in the truth.
所以生活上缺乏改变。
That.You don't have any change in your life.
因为生活上没有改变。
And because there is no change in life.
所以信主多年仍然活在苦难当中。
That after believing in God for so many years, you're still living.
患难中没有看到神的帮助。
That when you have difficulties, you don't see the help.
祈求里面没有神的回应。
When you ask, cry out to God, there's no reaction.
为什么？因为缺乏了一个顺服遵命的心。
It is because you lack a submissive heart.
哦，所以啊，神对以色列百姓说哦。
Therefore, God has told the Israelites.
神对以色列百姓说啊。我的百姓因为没有知识而灭亡啊
！And because of their lack of knowledge that they died.
那神说、啊：“你弃掉知识，我就弃掉你啊
！”God says, "If you take care, if you get rid of the knowledge, I'll get rid of you."
所以一个人缺乏道理上的认识会被神所弃绝哦。
And for a person who rejects the truth, God will reject them.
缺乏信仰上的追求，神说：“我不认识你啊
！”A person who doesn't pursue after faith, God will say, "I do not recognize you."
所以要聚会。
Therefore, we need to come to service.
要听到。
We need to listen to the truth.
更要有灵修学道的生活。
Even more, we need to have cultivation.
这是第二种人。
This is the second type of people.
遵命行道的人。
Is people who obey the law and keep it.
人生蒙神祝福。
This is a life that is filled with God.
我们看第三种人啊。
Let's look at the third type of people.
我们看第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
历代志下的第三十章十三节。
Second Chronicles chapter 30 verse 13.
十三节，二月有许多人在耶路撒冷聚集，成为大会，要守除酵节。十四节。
14.
他们起来把耶路撒冷的祭坛和烧香的坛尽都逐迹，抛在吉伦西庄。十五节。
15.
十五节，二月十四，宰了逾越节的羊羔，祭司和利未人觉得惭愧呀、啊。这里是。蒙恩的第三种人。
Here is the third type of people.
第一种叫做自卑的人。
The first is a humble person.
第二个叫做遵命的人。
Second is people who obey.
第三个叫做自觉惭愧的人呐、啊。
And the third is people who feel embarrassed.
那这里说啊，这些祭司跟利未人觉得自己很惭愧啊。
And here it says that they are very ashamed.
为什么觉得很惭愧
？Why is it they are ashamed?
因为他们没有尽到他们的责任。
Because they have not fulfilled their duties.
因为他们没有引导百姓。
And because they have not guided the people.
因为他们没有活出自己生活的本分。
Because they have not fulfilled their duties.
所以他们在神面前觉得很不好意思，很丢脸啊。
Because of this, they feel very ashamed before God.
他们觉得他们辜负了神的恩典啊。
they feel that they have taken advantage of the blessings of God.
他说，因为一个人觉得自己很惭愧。
If a person feels ashamed,
所以神的恩典反而临到他们。
Then the blessing of God will be upon them.
我们今天呢，有没有为自己的人生觉得很惭愧、很丢脸啊？
Today, do we feel ashamed of our life?
我们刚刚讲到说，如果你用信主多年，还是用后面的圣经啊？
Earlier, we mentioned that if you have used, believe in God for so long, and yet you use the Bible in the back.
当传道在讲台上这样说的时候，
when the pastor mentions this,
你的反应会决定你最后会不会得恩典哦。
Your reaction and how you feel will determine if you will receive blessings.
我们在座可能有几种不同的反应。
And sitting among us, we may have many reactions.
第一种反应。
The first reaction.
已经睡着了，所以什么都没有听到。
Is you have already fallen asleep and you have not heard anything.
那个我就没有办法啦。
Then that I cannot help with.
第二种反应。
And the second reaction.
很不舒服啊。
And you don't feel good.
尤其是手上正拿着后面的教会的圣经的，很不舒服，传道你。你这样子让我很下不了台啊！
And this this feeling is that the Bible you hold in your hand, you feel that you're
embarrassing me 啊！
Embarrassed.
你看啊，你那个我旁边人都偷瞄我。
And you see that your neighbors are looking at you.
传道，你给我记住哦，你故意让我这样不好，让我丢脸啊！
And pastor, please remember this. You made me feel embarrassed.
我让以后没跟你没完，以后跟你没完没了了。
And
跟你算账啊！以后去你家没有水喝了。
And whenever you come to my house, there's no water for you.
以后去你家访问了，连水都没有啊！传道，你就站在门外吧。
If you come to my house for visitations, you can just stand outside.
你可以啊，这是你第二种选择。
And this is the second reaction.
当你听到一些你不喜欢听的东西
，Once you hear, the moment you hear something you don't like,
你可以选啊，你可以选择不喜欢、不接受啊。
You can choose not to accept it.
愤怒在心中啊，那个传道，你给我记住啊。
You have this fear, this.Fury in your heart.
啊，但是你可以有第三种选择啊。
But you can have a third choice.
觉得惭愧啊。
You feel ashamed.
你觉得惭愧不是因为你旁边人在看你哦。
You feel ashamed not because people are looking at
you. 你觉得惭愧不是因为传道在台上讲你哦。
You feel ashamed not because the pastor's talking about you.
你觉得惭愧是因为你开始思想啊。
You feel ashamed because you start to reflect.
哎，真的哎，信主这么多年，连圣经都没有读过一遍。
It is true that after believing in God for so long, I have not read the Bible.
哎，真的哎，信主这么多年了，也没有自己的圣经。
I believe in God for so long, I don't have my own Bible.
哎，真的哎，今天早上要出门了，我还嫌圣经赞美诗麻烦，哎呀，到教会拿就好了。
And this morning before I left, I have even felt that the Bible was too heavy, so I could just take it from church.
你觉得惭愧不是对我？
You feel ashamed not because of me.
而不是对其他的信徒在看你。
Not because people are looking at you.
你觉得惭愧是对神啊？
You feel ashamed because of God.
信主这么多年啊，我也没有好好读圣经。
You believe in God for so long, and you have not
没有好好聚会
to read the Bible. You have not come to service.
常常告诉我自己说，哎，人家我有奉献就很好啦。
And you often tell yourselves, as long as I offer, I'm okay.
那今天很多信徒很奇怪哦。
And many people, many members are strange.
他觉得说，好像我有奉献，我就交差了啊！传道，你不要再来找我啦。
That as long as they offer tithe, they don't have to do anything.
啊，每次传道一来啊，传道你说嘛，你要多少钱？你说嘛啊。
And the moment the pastor comes, you just ask how much money do you want?
而且有时候真的很莫名其妙啊。
And I find this very strange.
啊，有时候我好像觉得说我有奉献就良心平安呐。
Many people find that as long as they offer tithe, they're okay.
拜托，你奉献的钱都是神给你的哎。
But excuse me, but this is the money that God has given to you.
你奉献是尽本分而已耶。
To offer the tithe is just doing your duty.
哦，所以不要觉得说我有奉献我就够了。
And don't feel that as long as you offer tithe that you've done enough.
神让你信耶稣是只要你的钱吗？
And did God let you believe in him just so that you can offer tithe?
所以有时候我们啊，只奉献是为了要让自己良心啊。哎呀，你看啊，我虽然都不去聚会了，但是我至少有奉献啊。
And do we offer tithe because we feel that we don't do enough?
神会不会接受那个我不知道，我觉得是不会啊。
Well, God accepted. I feel that he won't.
因为神要的是什么？
But because what does God truly want?
神要的是一个人来到他的面前，谦卑悔改，改变行为啊。
God truly wants someone who comes before him, humbled and is willing to repent.
神要的是人能够自觉不足，能够追求信仰，能够追求永生啊。
God wants someone to pursue after faith.And find that their life is lacking.
这个才是信仰的目的啊。
This is the goal of faith.
所以在这里说第三种人啊。
Here it talks about the third type of people.
祭司、利未人，信仰上的领导。
That the priests, the Levites, the leaders of the Israelites.
他说他们啊，哇，觉得很惭愧，很对不起神啊。
They feel that they're very ashamed.
哦，所以今天一个人，当他觉得对不起神
，once a person feels that they have not ashamed，
反而能够得到神的恩典啊。
Then they will receive blessing from God。
我们今天有没有觉得自己对不起神
？Today do we feel that we have not done enough？
恩典这么多
，we have so many blessings。
我们报答了多少
？And how much have we given back？
得到了这么多
，we have received so much。
我们付出了多少
？How much have we？
保罗告诉我们啊
，And Paul tells us。
保罗说：“问问你自己啊。”
Ask yourselves，
有没有活出一个配得过这个恩典的人生啊？
Have you lived a life worthy of this blessing？
今天摸摸你的良心。
And today look at your conscience。
耶稣为你来世间，为你受鞭打，为你钉十字架。
And Jesus has come to this world and he has been whipped for you and crucified for you。
你有没有觉得自己对他对得很不好意思啊？
Do you feel ashamed and sorry for yourself？
你有没有觉得说你真的不配啊？真的没有活出一个应得的应该有的人生啊？
Do you truly feel that you do not？You have lived a life worthy of him.
有没有看到耶稣的十字架，觉得很不好意思啊，主啊，我没有真正爱你啊。
When looking upon the cross, do you feel that you have not done enough?
你为我付出一切，我什么都没有给你啊。
You have given everything for me, but I have not done enough.
当一个人觉得惭愧啦。
Once a person feels ashamed.
你知道吗？这是信仰得力量的开始啊。
This is when you find strength in your faith.
当一个人觉得对不起主啦。
When a person feels sorry that they have not done enough.
反而是得力量蒙恩典的开始啊。
It is when you start to find strength and blessing.
所以在这里说，利未人惭愧，哎呀，主啊，对不起你啊。
Here says the Levites, they feel ashamed.
因为有这种对不起的心态。
And because they feel sorry in their hearts,
所以只能更加努力的来报答主、服侍主。
That they have tried more harder to work to return the love.
因为今天你自觉惭愧。
Because you feel ashamed today.
所以只能用一生来报答主，来改变你呀、啊，改变自己呀、
啊。That you use your whole entire life to return this love and change yourself.
当保罗老的时候哦。
And once Paul was old.
提摩太后书里面讲到保罗年纪老迈。
In 2 Timothy, it says Paul is old in age.
保罗年纪老迈的时候，他说什么
？When Paul was old in age, what did he say?
他说在众罪人当中，我是那个最坏的那一个啊。
That among all sinners, I am the chief of sinners.
保罗已经很老了。
And Paul is very old.
保罗拜神已经三四十年，三十几年来做圣工、传福音，被鞭打。
He has been serving God for 30 years and he has been whipped for 30
years. 他做的比你我都还要多。
He has done more than all of us.
他配得更多的荣耀跟掌声。
And he should receive more glory.
啊！但是当他年老的时候
，But in his old age，
回顾他的侍奉的人生
，When he looked back at his servitude，
他说什么
？What did he say？
众罪人当中，我是那个最坏的那一个啊
！That among all sinners, I am the chief of sinners。
我以前逼迫信徒
，That I persecuted Christians。
我害死很多工人
，I have caused the death of many
workers。但是主啊，你还是怜悯我，爱我啊
！But in the end, God has truly forgiven me，
因为有这种自觉惭愧的精神
，because of this type of shame，
使得保罗能够用一辈子来回报主的慈爱
，that Paul is able to use his entire life to return his love，
因此他活出一个不一样的价值
，and therefore he has a different value system，
活出一个跟你我不一样的人生
，he lives a life that is different from you and me，
所以最后他在天国有荣耀的冠冕
，and he can have a crown in heaven，
因为他觉得惭愧啊
，because he feels ashamed，
所以主耶稣这么爱我们。
Therefore, Jesus loves us so much.
付出这么大的代价拯救我们。
He has given up so much to save us.
想想你今天为他做过什么。
Just think about what you have done for him.
想想你有没有改变你的人生。
And think about have you changed your life for him.
想想你最后要面对主的时候。
Think about when you face the Lord one day.
是很不好意思，主啊，对不起啊，对不起啊，我很惭愧，我这一辈子只爱钱不爱你啊。
Is it that you're very embarrassed and ashamed that you have only pursued after money?
那个时候自觉惭愧，对不起，来不及了。
And during that time when you feel ashamed, that is too late.
还是你能够跟保罗一样
？Or can you be like Paul?
因为自觉惭愧，所以活出不一样的人生。
Because of his shame, that he has lived a different life.
到最后站在审判的宝座面前。
That in the end he can come before the judgment.
很有把握。
He has confidence.
荣耀见主。
That to see God in glory.
得到荣耀的冠冕。
To receive the crown of glory.
这是自己的选择。
And this is our own choice.
但是在这里告诉我们啊。
But here it tells us.
当一个人能够在神面前自卑。
For a person to, once a person is ashamed.
当一个人能够在神面前遵守道理。
For a person come before God to obey His commandments.
当一个人能够自觉惭愧，立志活出一个不一样的生活。
Once a person is able to feel ashamed and to live a different life.
要一辈子为主而活。
They live their life, entire life.
说这样的人啊，生命当中一定有神的恩典。
This is the type of people are people who believe who will receive blessings.
生活当中一定充满欢笑。
And their life is filled with joy.
说这样的人祷告能够达到天上被神所听见。
That this type of people, their prayers can be heard in heaven.
这个人是谁呢
？And who is this？
可以就是你呀、啊。
And it can be you。
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing him。
236首。
236。
做聚会结束的祷告。
Now we're going to make our concluding prayer.
好，我们在祷告，我们在祷告当中求主耶稣带领我们的人生跟脚步哦。
And in our prayer, we ask the Lord to guide our life and our steps.
好，我们都希望能够活出一个欢乐。不但在世间，而且能够到永恒的生活。
We hope that we can live a life that is full of joy, and not just in this world, but also in eternal life.
我们都喜欢生活当中有神的恩典。
We all hope to have blessings in our life.
啊，世事当中有神的看顾。
And to have God watch over us.
啊，平安里面有神的，平安里面有神与我们同在。
That in our peace we can have the abundance of God.
患难当中有神给我们的保护。
In times of persecution we can have God to protect us.
啊，所以要过这样的人生，需要靠着。需要靠着祷告，让主跟我们同在哦。
To live this type of life, we need to rely on prayer.
啊，要改变我们的生活，要靠自己呀、啊。有时候没有力量。
And to change ourselves, at times we may not have the strength.
很多时候人可以有决心。
And many times a person can have determination.
决心不代表你可以改变。
But determination does not mean you can change.
一个人可以付出努力。
And a person can put out the effort.
努力不代表你会成功。
But effort does not mean you will be successful.
啊，到最后呢，我们只能依靠神的帮助。
And in the end, we can only rely on God.
啊，所以我们要祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray.
啊，祷告当中呢，要靠圣灵给我们的力量啊。
In our prayer, we need to rely on the strength from the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以主耶稣在离开他的门徒以前。
And the Lord before he departed from the disciples.
他告诉门徒说啊。我要离开你们了。
And he told the disciples, "I will be leaving you."
他说啊，你们不要忧愁，也不要胆怯啊。
But do not be afraid nor scared.
啊，因为什么？因为我去呀、啊，啊，这个父会差遣保惠师，就是真理的圣灵来呀、啊。
For after I go, he will send down, the Holy Spirit.
他说他要引导你们认识明白真理啊。
And he will guide you to understand the truth.
给你们力量胜过这个充满挑战跟试探的人生。
To give you strength so that you can overcome this world.
哦，所以我们都要祷告。
Therefore, we need to all pray.
我们更要求圣灵。
We need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
求圣灵的内助跟圣灵的帮，圣灵的力量。
And to pray for the strength from the Holy Spirit.
啊，怎么求圣灵呢？
And how can we pray for the Holy Spirit?
啊，求圣灵很简单哦。
And to pray for the Holy Spirit is very simple.
跪下来，眼睛闭上，使我们专心。
You kneel down and you close your eyes so that we can focus.
我们第一句话说，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And the first thing we say is Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
啊，然后我们不断的说哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we constantly repeat Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
啊，把你的问题，把你的问题，把你的困难，把你的忧愁全部告诉他。
And you bring all of your sorrows and difficulties before God.
很多时候你可以讲，但是人不见得能够理解你的苦。
And many times you can tell people, but they do not understand.
啊，但是人虽然不能了解，哦。
But although a man cannot understand.
啊，但是神可以了解。
But God can understand.
有时候你可以跟你的朋友诉苦，你可以讲，他可以听，但是他不见得可以帮助。
And at times you can tell your friend about all your troubles, they can understand it, but they do not truly understand.
顶多拍拍你，跟你一起哭啊。
And the only thing they can do is just clap you on the back and cry with you.
啊，但是我们的神却不是这样。
But our God is not like this.
啊，他不但能够听，能够理解，他更有能力帮助你。
Not only does he listen and understand, but also he can help you.
所以把你的问题带到主的面前。
So bring your problems before God.
因为主有能力。
Because God has strength.
而且他愿意帮助。
And he is willing to help.
因为他怜悯我们。
Because he has mercy for us.
哦，所以我们要一起跪下来祷告哦。
So let's all, we're all going to kneel down and pray.
我们求主耶稣继续带领我们下午的安息日的聚会。
And we ask the Lord to guide throughout the Sabbath day.
我们一起祷告。
Let's